Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this series, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Beyond the Supernatural RPG to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Beyond the Supernatural 2nd Edition, the first printing from January 2005. Today we're discussing page 214 of Beyond the Supernatural. We are in the skill descriptions section. Right now we're in the category for ancient weapon proficiencies, which I have discussed time and again on the podcast, usually to my great frustration. So thankfully, you know what that means. It's time once again to open the Z files, the archive of monsters and monster allies pulled from the pages of Villains Unlimited, Palladium's supplement for its Heroes Unlimited role-playing game. Last time, we discussed Medusa, a perfect fit for Beyond the Supernatural, a vicious yet sympathetic monster who is half snakes, half legs, and all business. But Medusa does not operate alone. She operates in a, quote, duo with another dangerous woman, her friend and constant companion, Razor. Therefore, it is case number 167, Razor, that we'll discuss today. Razor's real name is Blair Griffith, and she was always a person of exceptional gifts. Smart. Athletic. She earned a posting to a special forces team, but even that achievement was not enough for her. Quote, after 6 years, she left the service to become a mercenary. It was at this point that she joined a terrorist organization sponsored by the Syrian government and agreed to submit to bionic improvements. She was always fond of bladed weapons, so they were included as part of her bionic arsenal she was given. I appreciate this detail about Blair. It builds on the otherwise cliche characterization of a type A personality and truly takes it to the next level. I'm smart. I'm hardworking. I get great grades in school. I excel at athletics. I apply myself to my career, and I rise to the very highest level. But that's not enough. I leave. I seek out new challenges, a second career. When I identify a new employer, who seems interesting, I then say, I do need monetary compensation, but in addition to that, can you replace my fingers with razors? No, I don't know how I'm going to eat either, but it hardly matters. You know what I don't do in a typical workday? Take a lunch break. Do you know what I do? Do at work every day? Kill. Kill with razors. Blair is a driven woman, but she is not long on patience. Quote, Blair grew disenchanted with the organization and again longed to go off on her own. This was not possible because she had agreed to work for the terrorists for 8 years in exchange for her bionics. She had 5.5 years to go. Despite the consequences, Blair decided to leave and took the strange creature known as the Medusa with her. Now this is a puzzling turn of events, not because she ran away with Medusa, as who would not? Clearly, the connection between these two is deep, it's emotional. The two of them are, what can I say? A duo, a born duo. That doesn't surprise me. What does surprise me is that the same organization that employed Blair and gave her razors for fingers was the one where Medusa was, quote, taken into custody for examination. Is it normally the province of terrorists to study cryptids? Medusa's file makes it seem as though she was discovered by researchers of some kind. But on the contrary, Medusa's entry makes it clear that they were not researchers, but terrorists, possibly state-sponsored terrorists. And in fact, while Blair was initially willing to work with them in some capacity after serving in the US Special Forces, Razor somehow learned about Medusa, turned on the organization, and left with Medusa despite the threat to herself. Just as with her duo partner, Medusa, Razor is becoming increasingly sympathetic. What is she but an overachiever with exceptional talent and drive who went to work in her field of mercenary combat in an effort to earn certain perks, i.e. razor fingers, but realized that the organization did not match her values and not only left, but took one of the organization's victims with her and formed a new independent outfit more in keeping with the values that they share. Quote, since then, she and her hideous partner have entered a life of crime as mercenaries and criminals. Once again, life of crime here I can only interpret as a wonderfully romantic euphemism. Medusa, kiss Snakehead. Will you enter a life of crime with me? Yes, Razor, yes. Quote, criminal activity includes theft, kidnapping and extortion, espionage, sabotage, terrorism, and murder. So okay, it's literal too, but that doesn't mean it's not also... Quote, the terrorist organization she once worked for has placed a price of $1 million on both of them and is actively trying to kill them. Assassins and freelance mercenaries have been hired to extract revenge, but so far all have failed. These attacks have gotten so annoying that the pair are considering attacking and killing the leaders of the terrorist group in hopes of getting them off their backs. So now they're trying to kill terrorists together. They're trying to kill terrorists for harassing two women who are just trying to enjoy a life of crime together. These women are heroes, and nothing is going to tear them apart. Quote, "The Dark Tribunal has contacted the pair and tried to recruit Medusa to their organization. She has declined the invitation in order to stay with her friend Razor." End quote. Her friend Razor. Even though Medusa is separated from her people, even though she is alone and alien in this world of gross monkey people, one beautiful snake woman alone and afraid, nonetheless, when the Dark Tribunal approached her and said, "Turn on humanity with us. Help us take the gross apes down a peg," Medusa said, "No, no, because I would have to leave behind my friend, my quote-unquote friend, Razor, my duo mate, my life of crime partner." And who can blame Medusa for falling in love with this amazing, sharp-fingered woman? Blair Griffith, Razor, is bionic. She has an IQ of 17. She is exceptionally intelligent. An MA of 19, highly charismatic. A physical beauty of 23, very beautiful. But what about her personality? Sterling. Perfect. Quote, "Disposition, colon, independent, resourceful, imaginative, daring, and capable. She has an insatiable lust for adventure and love to travel and take risks. She and Medusa are surprisingly good friends." Medusa, kiss Snakehead. Will you do me the honor of being my surprisingly good friend? Yes, Razor, yes. In addition to being brilliant, likable, beautiful, resourceful, imaginative, daring, adventurous, and a good friend, Razor is also a deadly assassin, which just about completes my checklist. She is a trained fencer, boxer, and gymnast, a race car driver, a bodybuilder. In terms of appearance, she is, quote, "a tall, beautiful woman with warm green eyes and long brown hair, dresses in red and gold costume or similarly styled bionic body armor, has a British accent," and then in parentheses, "a native of England." Okay, newsflash, I assumed this character was from the United States, but she's from England, and she has a British accent. I didn't even have that on my checklist, because I didn't dare to hope. I wasn't thinking big enough. All that and a British accent? And, did I mention, she's 6 feet tall. This fucking Amazonian dreamboat sets sail from the Sceptred Isle, goes to Syria, and rescues her snaky soulmate from terrorists, and now they fight the terrorists together. It's beautiful. Maybe I would suggest that the paranormal investigator might try to horn in on this, because Razor is quite a catch, but so is Medusa. But it's moot because the two of them are inseparable. They're going to the end of the line together. They're going to live this life together, I feel, until they are buried side by side, resting forever, under a headstone that says simply, "Medusa and Razor. They were a duo." In terms of her usefulness as a Beyond the Supernatural antagonist, I would not normally recommend Razor very highly. I don't think that bionics are a great fit for Beyond the Supernatural. As we've mentioned before with, say, Death Witch, a GM can probably get away with one bionic character as a sort of secret government experiment storyline, but one wouldn't want to make bionics a regular feature of a Beyond the Supernatural campaign. It doesn't quite fit the trenchcoat horror vibe. But bionics are not really at the core of Razor. They're not prosthetic. They don't represent anything deep about her except the fact that she just likes to cut people, which is just as well, if not better, done with a razor or knife held in hand. You're not missing much by just carrying a knife instead of becoming a knife. So there's no reason that Razor needs to remain bionic for purposes of using her in a Beyond the Supernatural campaign, where her interest is not really her powers, but number one, her special forces background and her connections to this clandestine world of terror and special forces groups, and much more importantly, this duo ship full of love and snaky laughter between Razor and Medusa. Medusa is such a great choice for Beyond the Supernatural that I recommend Razor just because the relationship is compelling and having a character with a conventional human appearance and, you know, hands will make Medusa much easier to use. So if you're using Medusa, I would recommend using Razor. It's just the path of least resistance to get the most out of Medusa. And bionics aside, Razor is a perfectly functional, if not exceptionally interesting character. Speaking of perfectly functional but not very interesting, join me next time when we return to Beyond the Supernatural to discuss modern weapon proficiencies, which are somewhat different from, but still as boring as, the modern weapon proficiencies we've discussed in the past on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big megasode on the top secret Patreon-only RSS feed. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. I am Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Gmail, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. MDC, Palladium Books, Beyond the Supernatural, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Sambita. This season's theme song is Horizon Ending by Soft and Furious, whose work you can find at loyaltyfreakmusic.com. The theme for the Z Files is Lightless Dawn by Kevin MacLeod. Kevin MacLeod's music, used under a Creative Commons license, can be found at incompetech.filmmusic.io. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.